Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you. As always, your PPTs are very clear to understand what you are speaking. So nice, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna, dear devotees, is there anybody having any questions? Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Balaram Shakti Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. I don't have any questions. I just want to say thank you so much. And there's no need to apologize. We're always so grateful to take your association. Your classes are so thorough. You explain everything so beautifully. And you make such beautiful connections with everything. So I just wanted to tell you how grateful I am for the class. And I'm looking forward to the next time. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Jai
Shri.
Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Very nice, very nicely you explained. Very nice to know that Krishna has more interest in stealing butter and playing with the gopas and carrying the shoes of Nanda Maharaj than the doing creation and all this big, big stuff. So thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very beautiful class.
Thank you, Madhu.
Is there anybody having any more questions for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam. Thank you for such a very elaborate class. Some of it definitely it went over my head. It was quite heavy and technical. So, but thank you very much, Prabhuji. I might have a very small question. Please forgive my ignorance. So Prabhuji, although this entire material creation is, you know, mostly under the control of Mahamaya, we say of wherever things are concerned with Lord Krishna's devotees or his own pastimes, it is Yoga Maya who takes effect there.
Yes. It's even though I gave a geographical presentation, it's not so geographical. It is more with respect to the consciousness of the participants rather than geography, actually.
Right. How can we move from one to the other?
Yeah, by practicing devotional service and gradually progressing.
Of course, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Very, very, very detailed class. Very grateful for your service. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mother. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the class. Prabhuji, can I see the PPT of the Damodar Leela, the Yoga Maya and Mahamaya? Thank you so much. Eternally grateful.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll just go over the slide once. So in Damodar Leela, what exactly happened? We all know that Mother Yashoda wanted to bind Krishna. And at the same time, Krishna did not want to be bound up. So Yoga Maya had to do something. So simultaneously covering his power, Yoga Maya allowed Yashoda to tie a string of bells around his waist. So just before this pastime started, actually it was Mother Yashoda only who had tied a string of bells around Krishna's waist. So he allowed Mother Yashoda to tie his waist using those bells. Okay. But then after a few minutes, the rope would not go around Krishna's waist. It would always be two fingers too short. Okay. So first, rope allowed pratiyeta, you know, the rope allowed to be bound. And after some time, it did not allow Mother Yashoda to bind. Yashoda, bewildered by Yoga Maya, which made it possible for her to bind Krishna according to his wish, experienced great astonishment for a moment. How could this happen? Right? This power was then covered by Yogamaya by Krishna's consent in order to fulfill Yashoda's desire. Then after some time, Krishna allowed. Krishna told Yogamaya, please, okay, now you can allow. So he was bound by Mother Yashoda. What was the purpose of this whole thing? To show the inconceivable nature of his form. Krishna's form is inconceivable. By being both limited, when Mother Yashoda could tie a string of bells, limited. And suddenly it became unlimited. Okay. So by its very nature, Krishna's form is limited and unlimited. And also, Krishna wanted to show that how I am brought under control by the efforts of pure bhakti, pure service. When Mother Yashoda was had that desire to purely serve me through that pure devotional service, I am bound by that. He wanted to show. So therefore, this was the purpose of Yogamaya would do pratiyeta na pratiyeta would allow to be bound, not allow to be bound, allow to be bound, not allow to be bound, like that. Is that okay, Mantri?
Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji. And the next slide, please. So I'll just read it myself if there's no time. The next slide after this.
I will be sending this slide to everyone, Mataji. You can read it at that time also. Okay.
Yeah. Grateful.
Yeah. Anything else before we wind up for the day?
Okay, if no more further questions, we would like to end the call here. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time at Association this morning. We are very fortunate to have you. We look forward for your Association again and again in future, Prabhuji. I would like to offer my obeisances to you and all the Vaishnavas assembled on the call. Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripasindhu Bhyevacha Pitranam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Namo Nama Mukta Koti Vaishnavi Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Ram Shakti Prabhuji Ki Jai Hare
Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you all dear devotees for joining.
Happy Ekadashi, everyone.